Chapter 5. These words were taught by Nephi's brother Jacob to the Nephite people. Be assured, my dear people, that I, Jacob, have been called by God and ordained into his holy order, after I was consecrated by my brother Nephi. You trust Nephi as a king or protector and depend on him for safety. You also know I've taught you a great many things. But I need to teach you again, because I'm worried about and want to save your souls. I'm very concerned about you. You already know and have heard my continual diligent teaching showing my concerns. I've taught you my father's words and spoken to you about the teachings that go back to the creation of the world. Now I'll speak to you about present and future matters. Therefore, I'll read you Isaiah's words, the words my brother has asked me to discuss with you. I explain them for your benefit, so you can learn and glorify the name of God. Now the words I'll read are those Isaiah wrote about the entire house of Israel, so they pertain to you, since you're from the house of Israel. Indeed, there are many things that have been spoken by Isaiah which are relevant to you, because you're from the house of Israel. And now these are the words. The Lord God declares, I'll raise my hand to the Gentiles and set my banner flying to invite people to gather. And they'll bring your sons in their arms and your daughters carried on their shoulders. And kings will tend your children, and their queens will serve as nurses. They'll bow down to you, face to the ground, and clean the dust from your feet, and you'll know that I am the Lord. For those who trust me won't be ashamed. Now I wish to say something about these words. The Lord has shown me that those who were at Jerusalem, where we came from, have been killed or taken away as prisoners. Nevertheless, the Lord has shown me they will return home. He has also shown me that the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, is himself to come to them in the flesh. And after he comes himself to live among them, they'll whip and crucify him according to the words of the angel who told it to me. And after they've hardened their hearts and stiffened their necks against the Holy One of Israel, the judgments of the Holy One of Israel will fall upon them, and they will be punished and afflicted. So after they're driven here and there, this is what the angel said. Many will be afflicted in this life, but they won't be entirely killed because of the prayers of the faithful. They'll be scattered, punished, and hated. But the Lord, in his mercy, will remember them. And when they begin to know their Redeemer, they'll be gathered back to the lands of their inheritance. And the prophet wrote about the Gentiles who will be blessed. If they repent and don't fight against Zion, nor join that powerful and utterly wicked church, they'll be saved, because the Lord God will fulfill the covenants he has made to his children. This is why the prophet has written these things. As a result, those who fight against Zion and the Lord's covenant people will clean the dust from their feet. And the Lord's people won't be put to shame, because they're the ones who put their trust in him and await the Messiah's coming. According to the prophet's words, the Messiah will set about a second time to recover them. He'll reveal himself to them in power and great glory, bringing about the destruction of their enemies. He won't destroy anyone who believes in him, but those who don't believe in him will be destroyed by fire, storm, earthquake, slaughter, disease, and famine. They'll know the Lord is God, the Holy One of Israel. Can the chains imposed by the powerful be broken, or the enslaved be freed? Yet the Lord proclaims, even those suffering in terrible bondage will be freed, and all the chains binding down mankind will be broken. For I'll fight for you, and I'll liberate your children. The Lord declares, I'll fight those who fight you. I'll make the tyrants eat their own flesh. They'll be drunk with their own blood as if it was wine, and everyone will realize that I, the Lord, am your Savior and Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. Hear, for the Lord says, have I left you? Or have I abandoned you forever? Where is the divorce decree from your mother? To whom have I sold you? You sold yourselves into slavery through your sins. Your mother was sent away because of your crimes. Why, when I came, was there no one there? Why, when I called, would no one answer? Is my arm too weak to rescue you? Don't I have the power to save? With merely a rebuke, I dry up the sea and turn rivers into desert. Their fish die and rot for lack of water, and they lie dead of thirst. I cover the heavens in blackness, as if mourning in sackcloth. The Lord God has inspired my words, letting me speak undeniable truths to you, O house of Israel, when you're doubting me. He awakens me each morning, filling my ears with wisdom. The Lord God has spoken into my ear, and I listened as his disciple and didn't turn away. I let my back be flogged and let the hair on my cheeks be ripped out. I didn't stay away from insults and spitting. I know the Lord God will help me. Therefore, I feel no disgrace. Accordingly, my face is fixed like flint, and I know I won't be ashamed. My defender is nearby, supporting me. Who dares fight with me? Let's stand together. Who will be my opponent? Let him approach me, and my rebuke will humble him. Watch, the Lord God will help me. Any who dares to condemn me will wear out like an old garment, and moths will eat them up. Who among you reveres the Lord and listens to the voice of his servant? Although you find yourself in darkness and with no light, you should trust in the Lord. But all of you that light your own fire, that try to see using your sparks, go ahead and walk using the sparks which you've lit. But know this from me, you will painfully fall down. You who pursue justice, listen to me. You who seek the Lord, look to the quarry from where you came, and to the bedrock from which you are part. Look back to Abraham your father, and to Sarah who gave birth to you. For he was alone when I called him, but I blessed him and have made him a multitude. Truly the Lord has comforted Zion, repaired all her ruins, and he has made her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found there, with praise and singing. Listen to me, my people. And understand me, my nation, for I'll provide you teachings like a light to guide my people. I'll provide it timely, when needed. Your eventual success will be provided, although scattered on the islands of the seas, if you trust in my arms. Raise your eyes to the heavens and look at the earth below, for if the heavens blew away like smoke and the earth wore out like a garment, and the people living there were all to die, the victory I promise will still endure forever, and my triumph cannot be thwarted. Listen to me, you who care about what's right. You who remember my instructions in your heart. Don't be afraid of people's insults or their jeering at you, for the moths will eat them up like a garment, and the worm will eat them like wool. But my triumph will stand forever, and my salvation through all the ages. Wake up, wake up! Dress yourself in glory, O arm of the Lord! Awaken as in former ages! It was you who cut Rahab to pieces and cast down the dragon. It was you that dried the sea, the waters of the great deep, that made the abysses of the sea into a way for the redeemed to walk. So let the redeemed of the Lord return and come with singing to Zion, crowned with everlasting joy and holiness. Let them be joyful and glad, while sorrow and mourning flee from them. I am he who comforts you. What's wrong that you're afraid of people who will die, mere mortals that perish like the grass? You've forgotten the Lord your God who stretched out the heavens and established the earth. You live in constant dread because of your angry oppressor who wants to destroy you. What does your oppressor's anger matter? Remember, the captive has been freed, not cut down and slain. And he hasn't been left hungry. I am the Lord your God. I make the seas roaring waves, The Lord of hosts is my name. I've put my words in your mouth and sheltered you with my hand. I, who organized the heavens and made the foundations of the earth, have said to Zion, you are my people. Wake up. Rouse yourself. Stand up, O Jerusalem. You who've drunk from the Lord's hand the bitter cup of his fury, you who've drained the dregs of the bitter cup of suffering, she had no guide for her from among all the sons she bore. None of them took her by the hand from all her sons. These two misfortunes come upon you, havoc and ruin. Who can console you? Famine and destruction. How shall I comfort you? Your sons have fainted on every street like a deer caught in a net. They're drunk with the Lord's wrath, with your God's rebuke. Therefore, listen to this, unhappy ones, who are drunk but not with wine. This is what your Lord says, the Lord and your God who watches over his people. I'll take your bitter cup, and you'll never need to drink from it again. I'll then put it into the hands of your tormentors, who've commanded you to get down on the ground so they can walk over you. And you laid on the ground like a pathway for the passers-by. Wake up, and clothe yourselves in virtue, O Zion. The uncircumcised and the unclean will never enter again. Get up and shake off the dust. Return to your throne, O Jerusalem. Get the chains off your neck, O enslaved Zion.